You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
The strategy put in place by the South African government to vaccinate nearly 70% of South Africans in order to achieve population or herd immunity against COVID-19 must represent one of the country's largest and most complex logistical undertakings ever. And as that kickoff date of May 17th looms large and some healthy skepticism abounds about whether we can indeed pull it off, I'm joined by Kate Roper, Client Director for Government Health and Educational Services at Zatari. Kate, welcome to the show. Just give us a sense of the scale of this particular program from a logistical perspective.
Thank you, and good evening to you all. The vaccine rollout is effectively the biggest public engagement exercise because in a normal year, the South African population of 10 million children generally gets vaccinated. So you'd expect 10 million vaccinations given in a year. Now we're talking about suddenly scaling up the number of vaccines to cover nearly the whole population. And while the jury is out on whether it's possible to achieve herd immunity, we're looking at needing to vaccinate about 70% of the population. This means around 5 or 6 times the normal number of vaccinations given in a year.
And that is all dependent on which dose regimen we're going. Are we going single? Are we going two dose? And that brings in further complexity. We know the Department of Health is now bringing in the private sector and private logistics service providers. Imperial had announced was appointed as a key logistics partner bringing vaccines into the country the other day. How exactly are private logistics providers assisting with the coordination and the distribution of the different vaccines available?
Well, the National Department of Health advertised for logistics providers in two categories. So as we understand it, Imperial has been appointed as the import logistics provider, and DSV and BioVac have been appointed to distribute the vaccines around the country. But beyond the logistics tenders, Business for South Africa has been very active throughout the COVID campaign in supporting the government to make sure that healthcare services are rolled out more efficiently in this time of crisis. And they've been fully supported first by the Spire Fund and then second by the Solidarity Fund, who have raised a huge amount of funds to support the national COVID response and ensured some efficiencies added to the normal public sector processes.
And what have you learned? Because I was chatting to Weber Wenzel last year, which was approached by Martin Kingston and Stavros Nicola of Business for South Africa, both very persuasive gentlemen, to assist in managing the private sector's response to the pandemic. And they, as a law firm, raised up their hand and said, yeah, count us in pro bono, we'll help. And they've helped in various components, along with the DTI. You've had the Manufacturers Circle, you've had Zatari, you've had scientists at the South African Radio Astronomy Observatory building those national ventilators that were part of the National Ventilator Project. We've demonstrated that we can work together as a public-private partnership. Firstly, what role is Zatari playing now? And are you confident that these lessons will stand us in good stead to be able to deliver on this once-in-a-lifetime logistical undertaking?
I'm very confident. You know, South Africa is a one-in-a-million country. And in times of crisis, we do pull together as a country to pull through and out of a crisis. So I've been involved in the National Ventilator Project from the beginning. Very interesting project. It is a real PPP, you know, state entities, private sector entities, and parastatals. And as a country, we've really succeeded. You know, five new devices, brand new devices, have been designed and developed in South Africa. Two of them are in large-scale manufacture and are helping to save thousands of lives every day as we speak. And then, you know, the fact that the private sector has been so willing and ready to offer voluntary services is really a credit to South Africans as a community. So we as Zatari also provided pro bono support to Business for South Africa. And in addition to that, we've worked with the state on fast-tracking the rollout of some of the infrastructure improvements that we needed for the COVID response, and including speeding up the delivery of the new Dr. Pixley Kaseme Regional Hospital, which is in KwaZulu-Natal, so that it will be ready for the COVID waves. And just the fact that South African construction sector could pull together to help the department get the facilities ready in a rush during a lockdown is really a credit to our country.
Well, some words of cautious optimism, I must say, as we gear up for this rollout date of the 17th of May. Time is certainly of the essence, as it looks like that third wave is coming just on the horizon. That was Kate Roper, Client Director for Government, Health and Education at Zutari.